to the Student Union, everyone. This is your host, the Chancellor, Pastor Marcus Zill. It's hard to believe that fall is almost in the air here on the campus of LCMSU. You know, it's no secret that a lot of our LCMSU chapters have some competitive spirit, and we like to encourage healthy LCMSU chapter rivalry. It's just that time of year. So I thought that it would be nice to have someone on today who, quite frankly, has as much school spirit as you are going to find anywhere. From how he volunteers as a layman at his campus ministry to how he cheers on his school's sports teams. The bottom line, the guy coming up in our interview today is a true fan, and the music incorporated in this show is a tribute to him, his school, and crazy fans and campus ministry workers everywhere. Campus Ministry Director at College Hill Lutheran Church, serving students at the University of Northern Iowa, Mr. Tim Gamble. How are you doing today, Tim?
Good.
Well, it's great to have you with us today. I know it's a busy time, and do you guys just start school there at the University of Northern Iowa?
We did. We started on the 24th of August, so we're just at that first week or two in.
And you've been doing this for how long have you been? You've been serving there as the in your position.
This is my 10th year.
Wow, that's fantastic! And you're still sane?
I'm still sane, or I think I am.
Okay, we'll have to have rebuttal time from someone else there at some point. But now, 10 years doing campus ministry and supporting it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to college? And how did you get into this position as the campus ministry director? And I understand that this is a totally volunteer thing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background and where you came from and how you ended up in the position you're in.
Well, I grew up in Lamars, Iowa, which most people know that for Wells Blue Bonnie. So grew up in ice cream land, a lot of ice cream, and then I went to school at Northern Iowa for my undergrad as a software developer, and now I'm currently in Cedar Falls working at Birch Cabinets as the lead developer. And then what got me into the director was just showing up for the student activities and being involved, caring for the students, and it just kind of evolved over the years of, well, you're the lead person. Everyone, I knew all the students and they all knew me. So it was just kind of a perfect fit. I was a student leader when I was a student there at College Hill. So I knew the program. I knew what was going on and how we did things.
Tell us a little bit about the University of Northern Iowa and how big of a town is College Hill? We might have listeners out there that aren't real familiar with the situation that you're at there.
Yeah, College Hill is town and gown, which I know you mentioned on an earlier broadcast. So we'll have about 60 members from the area show up and about 30 students from the university. University is about 13,000. So not the biggest, but not the smallest.
And Pastor John Wagner, how long has he been there?
This is his 8th year. He just started. July 1st would be the start of his 8th year there at College Hill.
The real question is he still sane?
But I don't know if he's got kids, so that could go either way.
No, you have a terrific pastor there. Pastor Wagner's fantastic. And you certainly, for whatever it's worth, you have been nothing but a tornado of energy for campus ministry since I've had a chance to get to know you. I know when we were getting ready to have the Taboo conference and you were all excited texting me and stuff saying, hey, you know, I got this many coming. Are we the biggest group? Are we the biggest group? And you're all excited about that. And I know you have a lot of creativity and a lot of fun things that you do there. And I know that you're also a big fan of almost all sports at the university. You are a genuine fan, are you not?
That is true.
I mean, I cannot tell. The listeners need to know. It is not uncommon to see. I don't think I've ever seen Tim not wear purple and gold, Panther outfits, Panther colors, pictures on screenshots of him on ESPN game night for basketball or whatever, football games. And I know that The University of Northern Iowa's had some pretty good success in both the last couple of years, men's basketball and football especially, right?
That's correct.
In fact, I know at Taboo, unbeknownst to me, I know you have a little bit of a rivalry down with Pastor Mons and the folks down at the University of Iowa. And Pastor Mons, is it not correct that he likes your campus ministry so much better than his own that he sent his daughter up to be under your guys' care? Is that a correct understanding of things?
That's right. If she wasn't going to go to his church, our church was the next best. So, no,
but so a lot of cross pollination there. Katie, is it not?
That's correct.
And she's going to the University of Northern Iowa. And I know that you guys in the spring, you guys have, what's your annual kind of a grudge match of some sorts? What is it that you guys do to kind of get your competitive juices going between your campus ministries?
Yeah, we play kickball down at the LCMS camp down there every spring. We play for what we call the President's Cup. So it's a little trophy, wooden plaque with a coffee cup that our old district president sipped out of. And with all the years that we've won.
And who's winning the series?
Right now, I believe, oh, that's a good question. We might be up one game. Otherwise, it's 4-3. We just played 7, so.
Yeah, I want you to find this out because I promised Pastor Mons that whenever you do this in the spring, that I'm going to put it on my schedule and I'm going to buy a referee shirt. Maybe I'll get the LCMSU logo put on it, and I want to get out and see. I've never been up to College Hill. I'll come up to College Hill. I've been to Iowa City, and I know you have it at the camp, but I would love to come and be a completely impartial observer or a referee and make sure that you guys win.
That's good. The cup enjoys its stay wherever it's at, if it's in Iowa City or in Cedar Falls. So
it's one of those
dragon fights for the year.
It's a traveling trophy, as it were, then.
That's right.
We did that thing when I was at the University of Wyoming. We had developed, I never got to actually use it. We took the Luther bobblehead doll, and somehow I decapitated one of those little Luther bobblehead dolls, and we put it back together and decided to bronze it. And we have a paintball, I think they're going to have the second year now between the University of Wyoming and both the campus ministries at Colorado State and Colorado. And Pastor Daniel Burhop at the University of Colorado loves it when I mention that they lost the first time because there had to be a duel between Pastor Mark Preuss from the University of Wyoming, who followed me there, and Pastor Burhop. And Pastor Preuss ended up, I think he kind of hit Pastor Burhop in the face in the laser tag game, and it was kind of ugly. So it's kind of controversial. But I think these things are great. I think that's wonderful for you to have a chance to get together with students from another place and to, as you may or may not know, I am not the biggest fan. I used to be one of those BCS haters because UNI is, I know it's not, they don't call it 1AA, but you are definitely a mid-major, not a major university. Kind of like the University of Wyoming. So I always like it when the little guys can kind of stick it to the man, as it were. Do you agree?
That's right. I agree. Okay. So, but unless you and I's playing Wyoming like this last year.
We won't go there. So, but anyways, great to have you with us. I know it's back to school time. I know you're busy. You work during the day, and then you're still doing all this support work as the director of campus ministry. What is it? Give us a snapshot of what the first few weeks are like there at College Hill and what you do in terms of outreach and working with the college students the first few weeks.
Yeah, and actually we start half a week before school starts. We put welcome baskets together or welcome cups. We put goodies in there. We deliver them to campus, to the dorms, to all of our students the Saturday before school starts.
And what do you put in these welcome cups?
There's pens, Post-it notes, granola bars, just kind of the little things that people might forget, packs of Kleenex.
Okay.
Kind of our schedule. We throw in our schedule just to give them an idea of what's coming up. And then we have divine service on Sunday, and then with a potluck to follow just to keep the kids around so we can talk to them. And recently we've been playing kickball in the afternoon.
You guys really like kickball there in Iowa, don't you?
Oh, we do. Well, We practice up so we can beat the Iowa City crew.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And then we have our welcome back barbecue that night. So it just gets everyone back into church. All the freshmen, just to meet them again and outside of the church service environment. Just kind of a relaxing time. And then we kind of start our Wednesday night Bible studies that week and table talk on Thursday.
So you have, what are you studying on Wednesday nights?
It's just a variety of topics that pastor picks and or what's hot on campus.
Is if it kind of a new thing each week?
Yep, it's something different every week. All the way through the school year, we got a couple Ask the Pastor nights to see if the students can stump pastor or ask them the tough questions that they might be embarrassed to ask any other time.
Well, I know that that is kind of a new trend. I mean, because I did this when I was still at the University of Wyoming. We did kind of a theology on tap thing at a local brew pub. And every week was something different. Our table talk was every, you know, because, you know, it's kind of hard to get them always committed to come for like 5 straight weeks or 10 straight weeks to something. So it's kind of nice to have kind of a one-shot kind of a thing that each week, if you miss it, it's no big deal. You'll do something else the next week. So, but that's gone well for you?
It has. Okay. All the past years have gone well. This year, we've been lucky that we have 2 weeks before Labor Day, so we got that extra Sunday to get those new students in before they go home to see mom and dad and or try to find somewhere else to go, you know, because some of them might not like us and they go somewhere else, but we got that 2 weeks.
I don't know how anybody couldn't like you, Tim.
I know.
You're just a fuzzy tornado of energy for campus ministry. But, no, I understand. It's always kind of this time of year. A lot of people out there in campus ministry land are either lamenting the loss of their small college towns that got nice and quiet over the summer, or they're exhilarated by the activity that happens when all of a sudden, you know, the town virtually doubles in size. I imagine you're probably a little bit of both. You miss the summer, but you're also totally excited to have the students back.
Well, for me, I take the summer. I enjoy the summer because it's a nice break for a while, but then I'm ready in August for them to come back. So.
I always remember thinking it was the like May 3rd was the greatest day ever, and that finally, this is going to sound horrible, but finally, you know, after 9 months of doing all the activity, it's like, wow, now I got 3-4 months to plan, and I'm going to be on top of things for the fall, and I'm going to get rested up. And I would almost be kind of like, hey, you know, it's kind of nice to have a little break from the students. And then that would last about 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, okay, I'm ready now. Where is everybody? And then you got to wait 3 months. But thank you for what you do in that regard.
No problem. I enjoy it. So
now you mentioned that you have some kind of it's called a fall fling or something. What is this fall fling that you guys do there at UNI?
Yeah, we do a fall fling every year. This year it's October 23rd and 24th.
Now I want to make sure I know what this is because, you know, I mean, it sounds like it could have been a topic at the Taboo Conference if we're not careful here. So,
yeah.
What is the fall fling?
So Friday night we go out to a member's place. We do square dancing with people, line dancing. It's way fun. Have a bonfire afterwards, go back to church, hang out for a while, and then Saturday we bring in a speaker, a good speaker, and then he talks all day Saturday, and then we actually get to enjoy him for Sunday service on Sunday, because he'll do the sermon for us, so we'll enjoy him for one extra day.
Oh, so this is almost like kind of a retreat.
Right.
Sort of a thing. So Friday night you're just chilling and hanging out and having fun and dancing, and Saturday you actually study something.
Right. And then most people go home Saturday if they're from the other campus ministries.
Now, where have you had students come from? Obviously the University of Iowa folks, I'm assuming, come up.
Right. And we'll have Iowa State and then Luther College and then actually the University of South Dakota.
Oh, that's excellent.
And then ours. Yeah, we usually get about 5 campus ministries from the area.
Now, do those other campuses, they do, let's see, Iowa does, what do they call it, the theologian in residence?
Yep, they do that in the spring. So
they, did they call it that because they don't think Pastor Mons is the theologian in residence? Or you don't have to answer that. He's going to listen to this. He's going to say, Zill, I'm going to tackle you when you're the ref when you come down to our thing in the spring. But, well, that's great that you have a chance to. I suppose the students look forward to getting together with some of the other students, too.
Yeah, and I talked to other students when I was at Unwrap and Taboo to say, we've listened to this guy, this guy, this guy, and people look at us going, really? Those are really top speakers that they would have loved to come there and listen to, and we just take it for granted that we just have them every year, someone good every year just to come in.
And who are you having to give a plug this year? When is it, and who do you have coming this year?
So this year it's October 23 and 24. That's the Friday, Saturday. And the speaker is Pastor Chris Roseborough.
Hi, matey. He's the Pirate Christian Radio guy, right?
That's right.
We just had him down here at our church in Albuquerque. He's a tremendous speaker. Very, very, very awesome. That's going to be a great time for your kids. That's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? What's he addressing?
What's the address?
Yeah, what's the topic?
I'm not for sure what the topic is. I haven't talked to Pastor about that, but I know we'll be coming out soon. So, but if anyone wants to have more information, if you're in driving range of Cedar Falls, stop on by or give Pastor a call. We'd love to have you.
Well, that would be great. Again, Pastor Roseborough does a wonderful job. So, hey, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, we got about 5 minutes left here. So one of the things that I've been most impressed with you, Tim, is that you are a volunteer, and yet you put in... how many hours a week do you figure you put in? Or are you one of those guys that doesn't even count, you just enjoy it so much?
Well, I try not to count, but it could go from a half dozen a week to a dozen, 20 hours. So it depends on the week, and if it's getting ready for school or going on our mercy trip during spring break, so...
Well, that's, you know, one of the things that I get asked in my position a lot is... Okay, we don't have any money. We want to start an outreach at this school. We can't afford to pay anybody. So it's got to be somebody that has a volunteer interest. You are a shining example of someone that is willing to do that. And you're obviously very passionate about campus ministry, and you care very deeply about it. Do you have any advice to those that are trying to start campus ministry? They're a layperson. Many cases they may not have, maybe there's a local church, that there's a layperson that they're interested in reaching out to a local college. What are some of the things that you can do as a volunteer to kind of get campus ministry started? What would you do if you were, I mean, you're at a place where you went to school, but what would you do if you were in a place where there really was nothing?
Well, I mean, I try to get a hold of the church, you know, try to find that student base out there and try to get them started, find the activities they want to do. Because a lot of it is the passion that you want to hang out with the students and kind of be their friend and not be as a leader to them. But you're just kind of one of the guys or one of the girls in the group there. But there's someone you can look up to without trying to be a leader. And yeah, it's just trying to get that, the passion of helping students and just kind of putting that extra effort, you know, if you see them in church, just to welcome them there, or if it's going to campus, you know, talking about your church, just to bring them in. I mean, that's a start for anyone if they want to be a leader and try to get those students in there, be a leader, you know, just to show them that you do care about them and you care about their religious life and where they go after they die. So,
well, and you have the added benefit of having a wonderful pastor there that you can, and it's not that, I mean, the congregation isn't that big that the pastor seems, he's very involved in things too, is he not?
Right. And Pastor was a UNI alum too. So we know the program.
What this UNI explains does. Why you are all such crazy Panther fans, but that is great. I didn't realize that he was also an alum. So that's great that he had a chance to come home. Do you spend a lot of time on campus? Do you think that's an important thing for someone in your position to do?
I think it is. Like you said earlier, I go to sporting events. People see me around. And I'll go to different events. At least they show that you show interest of what's going on campus. And for me, I kind of see what the students are exposed to. Because sometimes with being our campus, you see a lot of variety. And if someone's not up there to look at it, to watch it with them, it's hard to answer questions. And with Pastor and I both up there, we know about, you say there's that crazy guy that's yelling outside the union about everyone's going to hell. You know, we could say, yep, we know about that, and we can talk about it. So exposure on the student's home turf, that's great. I mean, that's where they're comfortable at.
Well, that's one of the things that I always tell people, that if you're going to start campus ministry, and even if you're full-time doing it, there is no substitute to actually going onto the turf where the students are. And so sometimes a congregation will ask me, well, what do we have to do? We've been trying to get something started for years. And I'm like, well, have you ever been on campus? And they're like, oh,
yeah,
not really. Is that important? Well, yeah, it is important. Because obviously the goal is to draw them out to your church, to get them involved with the activities at the church and whatnot, and to hear God's word and receive the sacrament and whatnot. But really, you create the presence by being involved on campus and drawing them out. And so it's pretty obvious that people there know that you care. And so I appreciate all that you do. Are there any, we got just a minute or so here left, any final advice you'd have for someone that wants to dive in and be a help to, as a layperson, to do campus ministry?
Yeah, I would just get involved. Just kind of ask, see how you can help with the students, you know, even if it's taking them out for lunch sometimes. It's just get involved. Just dive into the student's life as much as what they allow.
Sometimes I think that's good advice. Sometimes I think that we think too much through this. When I was a young pastor and I became a campus pastor, it's like, okay, what's campus ministry? I'm like, well, it's the ministry in the context of college students. ultimately, it's not that hard. Our young people need Christ. They need his gifts. They need to be connected to the church and to Christ and to one another. And thank you, Tim, for all that you do there in your neck of the woods to connect these college students, to care about them, to spend time with them, to show them that the church cares. You really are, when I say you're a tornado of energy, you really are, and I mean that in the best possible way. And anyways, I look forward to coming down your way in the spring, and don't tell anybody at the University of Iowa that I'm going to help make sure that you guys win.
All right, it'll be our secret.
No, I will try to be as objective as possible. Of course, I have to care about all campus ministries. I will root for a tie. Anyways, great to connect with you. Thanks for what you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line, and have a great fall.
All right. Thank you, Zill.
Okay, take care. Yep. That should about do it here on the campus of LCMSU. God's blessings to all of our campus ministries out there, especially those that are just getting kicked into high gear. Here's to all of our lay volunteers out there, people like Tim Gamble, who do so much to help make everything happen on campus. We'll see you next week. I can't wait, of course. Don't forget, you can download all the archives of the Student Union at KFUO.org. And keep in mind, wherever you go to school, we look forward to having you join us here in the Student Union, right here on the campus of LCMSU. Because college is tough, you need Jesus, and we'll help.
Hi, my name is Kara McKenzie, a senior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. It's hard for teens to stay firm in their faith as they go through high school. We certainly don't get much support from our culture. And it's tough for our parents and churches to do it alone. That's why I'm at a Lutheran school preparing me to succeed in college, serve as a Christian leader, and remain rock solid in my faith. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association. Two schools, one mission. Become one of the thousands prepared for successful Christian leadership. The Lutheran High School Association, nurturing Christian hearts, building strong minds. LHSASTL.org. LHSASTL.org.